all your mind. Praise God. Amen. I help you. Bless the Lord. Amen. Well, it's good to be saved this morning. I don't know anything better than that. I don't think you can convince me anything better than being saved. It covers it all. Amen. Once you're saved, you have it all in Christ. Amen. That's right. It's already settled. That's right. Amen. Thank God. But I'm telling you this, brethren. Amen. I'm not trying to get there. I'm there. Amen. And I thank God for that. I tell you, brethren, I believe this. I believe the time's drawing nigh. I believe that. I don't know when the Lord's coming, neither do you, but I believe the times are drawing nigh this morning. I believe, thank God, and it's drawing nigh on us. It's getting older, too. Amen. This world don't mean as much as it used to. You know what I'm saying? I know, brethren, that I am in the world. I'm not of the world. But I'm telling you, I'm talking about the life. I enjoy life, enjoy living, but I'm glad, thank God, I got a better place of going to. Amen. Thank God, if you're saved this morning, you got that hope. You know that. We're purified by Christ, and every man that hath this hope purified himself, even as he purified us. Because he is pure, the Bible said. I think about, thank God, Isaiah 9 this morning, and I appreciate this good prophetic word in Isaiah 9, where he said, "For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder." Amen. Thank God, and his name shall be called. This is the names here. Isaiah said his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And so the word wonderful, if you look up the scriptures in the word wonderful through the Bible, amen, it talks about the wonderful works of God, talks about different things that's wonderful. In fact, that's where we get the word wonder from, or this is a wonder, amen. And really, the word wonderful, amen, it means a miracle. If you just look at the thing of being this supernatural act of God and what God done in amen, our lives and how God miraculously saved us, and inwardly, amen, and we'll in the end, outwardly, we'll be, thank God, amen, we're waiting for that redemption, we're waiting for our body to be changed and made like unto his glorified body, and we thank God for that. This flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom, it can't do it, amen, we must put on incorruption, must put on immortality, amen, thank God, and everything will be settled, brethren. Thank God, when Jesus comes, he did come here and the first time when he was born in Bethlehem in the manger. We know that. That's what we talk about this time of year. And I thank God that he did come, but he didn't just come to be born. He come to die. Amen. That was the purpose of God in him being born. You ever thought about the purpose of God for your life and my life? Which God predetermined that in us through the Son. Amen. That he already had that mindset of what he is going to conform us in the image of Christ. And that's the purpose of God in being saved. Thank God, not only to be saved from sin, but also to be made into the image of Christ. Amen. For that's what God set up to do. I think about different things in the Scripture. It's the purpose of it. I think about through the Scripture what the purpose of the stone that David got down in the brook. Thank God that he slew, amen, the Goliath with a sling. Amen. He slung it. Thank God. Here, that stone hits him in the head. Amen. It sinks into his head. But he made that stone for that purpose. He made the tree. Thank God for Zacchaeus. He is to climb up in. Thank God, a sycamore tree. What was that tree put there for? For the purpose, amen, of Zacchaeus to climb it. Thank God, and Jesus, amen, come by where he is at. You got to think like that. God has a purpose in what he does. He never does nothing randomly. He never does nothing just to do it. He does it because that's his purpose in life, the purpose of God in your life. And you come across things in the daytime of your life, in the nighttime of your life, and you look at it, and you say, hey, this has got to be a purpose in it. Amen. Because God don't do anything without purpose. Because we are his creatures. And God said, and amen. He said, whom the Lord foreknew, he also indeed predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. That everything we go through, amen, there's a purpose in it. Thank God. Even I've said this and to say it again, it was a purpose. Amen. And even Jonah running from God, that he could set up, amen, his will in Jonah's life. Thank God, get him to Nineveh. Amen. He didn't want to go. Gentile people, bunch of heathens. He knew God would have mercy on them. But God still sent. in him. Amen. He was the one God called. He spent 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly. Amen. He called salvation is of the Lord. The whale spit him out. The second time the word of the Lord came to him and he hit the ground running. Amen. Going to Nineveh. Amen. Got down there and preached a long message. Told him they need to repent. Basically, amen. They repented in sackcloth and ashes. God had mercy on them. He sat under a tree. Amen. Under the gourd. Amen. And pouted. Amen. Because he didn't like what God done. He was the one that preached it to him. Amen. God don't need. Listen, God does it his way. Amen. But he was a sign. New Testament. Jesus said to the Pharisees, says, as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall a son of man be three days and three nights. Amen. In the heart of the earth. Amen. Thank God he rose again the third day. He got out, didn't it? The grave couldn't hold him. Amen. Why? Salvation is coming. Amen. Because he died, he rose again. And if we had not rose again, we'd still be in our sin. He's wonderful this morning. It's a miracle of God this morning that I can do anything. It's a miracle of God. You can do anything. I thought about this week. Amen. If I went and held the Bible and give it to a man, I'd say, here's the scripture, but it's impossible. Amen. For you to understand it unless it's revealed to you. Amen. It's impossible for a man to do anything apart from God because he can't. He said, with men it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. That God's a God of possibility. Amen. I didn't say he was going to do it. I said it's possible that he can do it. Amen. There's nothing hard for him. That's right. There's nothing. I'll tell you this, he'll do. He'll do everything he said he would. Amen. Thank God, sometimes you get specifics in your life and you wonder whether God's going to do this. Well, I can tell you this, there's hope in it. Amen. Because with God, all things are possible. Amen. And without him, we can do nothing. But I will tell you this morning, thank God. Amen. That he has been born in my heart. As Mr. Charles Wesley said, born to give the second birth. And hark the herald angels sing. And God is born to raise the sun's earth. And born to give the second birth. And I'm telling you, I haven't had a second birth. Amen. Thank God for the word that got my soul. The incorruptible seed that got deep in my heart. Through the Holy Ghost work. Amen. And brought forth a birth. Amen. Thank God that I didn't have nothing to do with. Amen. Listen. It was an act of God. Amen. Listen. God planted the seed in me. Amen. When? Thank God I don't know for sure. But I know when the Holy Ghost conviction through the hearing of the Word of God got a hold of me. Faith come by hearing. Thank God that's how it comes. Hey, when they heard this, what Peter preached, they were pricked in their heart. What they heard, God in here. Amen. It brought them, thank God. Amen. But what shall we do? And he said, repent. Amen. Thank God they couldn't repent. Amen. Until, thank God, he said, repent. They didn't know how to repent. Amen. They had heard John the Baptist preach, repent. They heard Jesus preach, repent. Amen. That means you got to have a change of mind. Amen. A change of life. Amen. You change your mind who he is. He's the Messiah that you rejected and said, that's not the Christ. Amen. He is the Christ. He's the anointed, sent one of God. Amen. That come, thank God, the Messiah. Amen. Listen. Thank God this morning. I'm telling God to tell you. Thank God he is who he said he was. Amen. He said, I am who I am. Thank God, brother. Listen. He said, Moses, thank God, tell him down there, I am has sent you. And I am him. Amen. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the God of heaven. Thank God I am him. I'm telling you, he still is. Thank God he ain't changed one bit. Thank God he's the same as he always has been. Amen. Thank God people trying to change the Bible and everything else. You say, why use this Bible? Why shouldn't I? Amen. Thank God it's got what I need in it. Amen. It's the inspired word of God. Amen. Why should I change the Bible? Amen. People want to change the scripture and say, listen, I believe this is inspired. I believe it's God-breathed and God-given. If I didn't believe that, what part would I say is and what part would I say that isn't? Amen. I'm not trying to prove nothing, but thank God God will prove it to you. If you open to the voice of God, amen, I believe this book. Amen. Listen, the word wonder means a miracle. It means a marvelous thing. Amen. He said that. God, Isaiah said, He's marvelous. Amen. Ain't God marvelous in our eyes? Ain't God, who can believe His report? It's marvelous, but who can believe it? Amen. It sounds so good, but they can't believe it. Amen. Listen. Ain't God, friend, that the report of God, hey, it's the gospel. Listen. He said this, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Amen. That's what He said in Corinthians. It's talking to people. Amen. Listen. Thank God that He's talking about giving to the poor and being blessed to God. And then He got there and said, thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. What was that unspeakable gift? It was the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the good news of Christ. It's Christ Himself. You know what that word unspeakable means when you look it up? It means indescribable. Amen. That means, listen, what did the scribes do? Indescribable. The scribes wrote down. That's what they did. They wrote the law. Amen. They wrote what they heard. Amen. But listen, they ain't got nothing they can write. Amen. To describe Him. Amen. Ain't God, brother, listen. The Bible, undescribable, means that it cannot be described. Amen. Thank God, some things you can't describe. It's just good. How can you describe it? How can a grandpa describe a hug from his granddaughter when she pups us in his lap and hugs him? How do you describe that to somebody, the feeling of it? You can't describe that. It's just warmth all over you. Amen. And blessing, thank God, in your arms. Amen. It's something that goes off in you. Amen. Listen, you can't describe some things. You can't really describe salvation. Salvation described is Jesus Christ. Salvation is the deliverance, amen, from a life of sin to a new life. That I've been born again. I'm a new creature. I'm one of His. I can't really describe it. Amen. How can you describe? Even Solomon said, thank God, there's some things he can't tell you about. He said an eagle in the sky. Amen. A serpent on a rock. A ship in the sea. And a maid with a man. Amen. He can't describe that. How can you describe that? How can you describe how you fall in love with somebody? Amen. That you didn't even know. Amen. But you meet them. And the love bug hits you, and you just fall in love with them. And somebody said, how that happened? It just happens. Amen. It's something you thank God. It says, I love her. Amen. I mean, I love her. Amen. I can't describe that. I don't know what to tell you, but it just happened. Amen. Thank God, I'm telling you, I can't. A friend this day can't describe, amen, to a blind man what red looks like or blue looks like. Because, listen, it's just what it is. I can't describe, listen, I cannot describe how much, amen, and how good, amen, and how blessed, thank God, I am to Him. I'm telling you, brother, are you hearing me? It's a good gift to God. It's a gift, thank God. Amen. It's wonderful this morning. His name is wonderful. It's beyond usual. It's beyond the usual. It's strange to people. They don't understand it this morning. I'm not religious. I'm saved this morning. And the only way you know Him, thank God, He lets you in on Him. Amen. Hell in the world, can you explain? Brethren, how can you? It's unspeakable. Three times the word unspeakable is mentioned. Peter said it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. How can you explain joy? How can you, all I can say is, God help me, I got happy. Amen. I mean, I got glad in the heart. Amen. I mean, this hit me this morning. Amen. This, I have a little prayer. Amen. You got to pray to Him and that joy. Amen. Jumped up on me and I said, hey, oh yes, real. Amen. Listen, how can you explain that? If this happens, it's indescribable, friend. Amen. When you get there, ain't God, Peter said, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. If you can't, ain't God, Paul called it. Amen. When he was caught up to the third heaven. He heard unspeakable words that a man can't utter. Amen. He heard something that was unspeakable. That means that he could not come back. It was too much. Ain't God to come back and even tell. I'm telling you unspeakable. Ain't Ted? Amen. Listen. Ain't God, brother. When Zacharias was in the temple and the angel said, you're going to have a son. Amen. It got to him. Amen. He couldn't speak nothing. And then, brother, God shut him up because he wouldn't believe. And he couldn't speak nothing when he got out. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, are you hearing me? Thank God, he's wonderful this morning. I wish I could tell you about him. Amen. More and more. But he's the most beautiful and the best thing ever happened to me. Thank God, his beauty. Thank God, acquired by the natural man. He said there's no beauty in him that we should desire him. But there is beauty in him. Thank God, he's the most lovely thing I ever seen. Amen. God bless it. Amen. Listen. Thank God, he's a beautiful Lord. Ain't nobody like him. Thank God, he's wonderful this morning. Thank God, I'm telling you to listen. Thank God, if you look upon him. Thank God, by faith. Amen. He. Thank God. Amen. Listen. It's irresistible. Amen. When you see him. Thank God, it's irresistible. Amen. And I won't say this, I put it on human terms, it's hard to even put it on there. I said it about that little granddaughter. How could any grandpa that's got love in his heart resist her? He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. Climb up in his lap, he couldn't do it. Amen. How can a man thank God? His wife with great love, with a smile on her face and tears in her eyes, say, honey, I love you. Amen. And give him a kiss. He could not resist that. Amen. But I'm telling you, brother, are you listening? Thank God today the Holy Ghost, amen, come and gave me. Thank God the gift to God. Amen. It was good for me. I'm telling you, brother, thank God I took it. Amen. I got hold of it. It was the blessings of God. It's wonderful. Today, I don't know. Listen, there's a lot of things that's wonders and wonderful, but there ain't nothing as wonderful as him. There's nothing wonderful as knowing him. There's nothing wonderful as having peace with him. Oh, the Son of God, give me peace. You're looking at an undeserving wretch. You're looking at a man don't deserve one thing from him this morning. But I'm better report. Thank God, brother, it's all in him. It ain't in me. It's about me because I was the object of it. But it ain't about me. Amen. Thank God is making peace with the God of heaven. Yes, he made peace for me. And he is my peace this morning. And I can have peace with him. Amen. And live in the peace of God. It's wonderful peace, the songwriter said. Oh, peace, peace, wonderful peace. Coming down from the Father above. I knew something about peace. Had never had it before. But it is wonderful this morning. Morning. I got to report to you that there is wonderful peace this morning. The world don't know nothing about it. They don't know nothing about it. All they know is pleasure, strife, discontent. One of the worst sins there are unthankfulness and not being content. That's one of the worst things. They'd have never, and I understand and know these things, but they'd have never took the tree of the knowledge of good and evil if they'd have been content with the rest of the trees God let them eat. That's right. And the devil will work, listen, if they talk about sin, they want to bring up all these outward sins that people's doing, but the worst thing is, friend, when you're not content with what God's blessed you with and you reaching for something else, it brings that in your life. But notice this here, I'm about through. Amen. The word means marvelous. It means extraordinary. Hard to understand thing. Amen. It can't be understood unless God gives the understanding. I want to tell you this, and I don't know if you understand what I'm about to say. There ain't a one thing we can do without God. Ain't one thing. I'm telling you, brother, listen, there ain't nothing you know without Him. Amen. Everything back, everything in the spiritual life has got to be by God. Everything. Salvation's by God. He give it to you. Amen. Salvation's through His Son. He died for you. Salvation's through the work of the Holy Spirit. He revealed it to you. And everything you do do in the Christian life, whether you teach, preach, sing, amen, it don't matter, listen, worship, read the scripture, pray, everything must be done the Spirit, amen, that's the only fruit that bears in our life is Spirit. Everything gives God the glory. We don't look at a man and say, that man's a great man. We say that that's a great God in that man. That's how it is. And that's the way it works. And brethren, we can't do nothing without him. Jesus said that in John 15. And brethren, I tell you what, a lot of time, thank God we neglect him and we ought to look to him. Why, he's wonderful this morning. Thank God he's wonderful. He's got it. He's got it this morning. Thank God no matter what we go through. Thank God we ought to go to him first of all. Amen. God have mercy on us. He's wonderful. Amen. Notice what else it means. It means marvel. That's what it means. He's a good God this morning. Christ, and she sung about it a while ago. Christ come through a virgin's womb that was conceived of the Holy Ghost. Thank God however long ago it was. Over 2,000 years ago. Was born in a manger just like that we were born. Even though we had earthly parents. He did have an earthly mother. The vessel of Mary that was set up for her to be the mother of the virgin. Amen. And the Holy Ghost conceived in her Christ. And she had a little baby boy. Amen. Thank God, a holy child, the Bible said. Amen. She held him, Brother Robert. She raised him. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Brethren, listen, in the temple that day when they went back, Brother Joe, he was 12 years old. And they said, we sought for thee. Amen. We went, thank God, a day without you. And then we took three to get back to you. And he's sitting in the temple with the doctors and the lawyers, doctors of the law and all these men. Amen. Listen. And she said, we sought you. And he looked at her and he said, I must be about my Father's business. You know what he is saying? I must be about what I come for. Amen. Listen. Brethren, that was the gift right there. The unspeakable gift was the gospel. His life, his death, his resurrection, everything about him, that's the gift of God. That's what he gave. Listen, he talked to them in chapter 9 of Corinthians. Thank God about giving. He said sparingly and bountifully and all these things. But he ended up saying this, I gave myself, I gave the gospel. And look at what it's brought forth. Amen. Look at what it's brought forth now here in this assembly. Amen. The gospel. Thank God brought us into the family of God. And brought it still does. If a man will believe this morning, thank God he can be saved. Amen. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Brother Robert, pray for us this morning. God bless the word. God bless the word.